this was one of those classic situations where there's a disagreement among how people are interpreting what they're hearing, and that's where journalism comes in, trying to answer those disagreements. So we started talking about it and seeing whether this could be a project, and as time went on, it grew and grew and grew.
Maybe you, either you two could weigh in on what role you played or what segment or segments you decided had to be part of the site.
I chose the data analysis and had the team for collecting all the data, which was a pretty big role to take up when you think about it, because we had to find statistics from Champaign, Urbana, and also campus police, and just get all the data from 5 years back and try to identify the trends. Because the real goal was to try to let the data speak for us and just let the viewers decide what's really happening with campus crime. And so that took a while. We didn't have any trouble getting the data from the police. It was just a matter of combing through it and trying to make sense of it all.
Well, I was on the data analysis team too, and what I just thought was really interesting about that was just like seeing all the numbers and being really overwhelmed by it, and then realizing that like once you just thought about it and you put it in some sort of chart or visualization, you could really see what the numbers were saying, and I think that's what people really needed to see.
Rather than going out and looking for reports on crime from the police, we were actually trying to get the underlying data, look at the every individual crime incident and be able to analyze it in the way that suited the needs of the situation and just try to look at it and figure out what does this say in the way that we look at preconceived notions about something. Is there a trend that's absent in this?
What other message do you hope to send or hope to convey maybe to the powers that be on campus?
Redirecting the attention towards the right thing. Campus police got a lot of flack for their performance, and a lot of the parents were freaking out about sexual assaults in the dorms, and what we kind of came across was that really wasn't the issue. And a lot of the crimes on campus aren't even investigated by UI police. It's more city police, and most of it northwest of campus town. So it kind of redirects where the issue needs to be addressed.
This is just now going live. Any other things that have been discussed in class that might be a future addition to the site?
We always seek responses from our data. So we're anticipating contacting the police departments to see get their input, to see if that's going to change anything about the way they perform their duties. But one of the biggest things was that the come out of the project was that especially the campus crime alerts is something that's really new and that's been changing a lot of perceptions about crime on campus. And for instance, in 2006, there was only one crime alert about incidences happening relating to students on campus. And by 2010, this year, there's been 34 crime alerts.
It is important to note that a lot of this furor over campus crime really is related to the university trying to do its duty and keep people informed, but maybe sometimes there's too much information without enough context. And one of the things that we were trying to provide is context, and also trying to do a journalistic exercise that's uniquely online, that doesn't have a story that has a beginning, a middle, and an end so much as it just opens all the notebooks and says, here's all the information. You look at it, you figure out whether you think it's terrible, you think it's bad, you think it's not so bad, whatever you come up with.